En Cox estamos un paso adelante, como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, still is, and I am here hosting this podcast, reading the words and the definitions and all the stuff, and I hope you enjoy it. The first word in this episode is eclosion. E-C-L-O-S-I-O-N. Eclosion. Don't think I have heard this word. Noun from circa 1889. This is talking about an insect. This is the act of emerging from the pupal state, pupal case, or hatching from the egg. So this is literally coming out of the egg. When an insect comes out of an egg or some sort of casing at a very, very young age, that is called eclosion. It is from the French éclosion, from éclore, no, how do you say that? Éclore, which means to hatch. That's what it is, hatching. From, let's see, Latin écludere, which means to hatch out, or exclude. That's interesting. Excluding and hatching out are the same word. That's an odd one. Well, maybe my sound effect should be something, some sort of sound of an insect coming out of its egg. What does that sound like? It'll be just a little insect yawn.
Yeah.
Can't you imagine a cute little insect coming out of its egg in the morning and yawning?
Yeah.
The next word is ECM, all caps, abbreviation for one electronic countermeasure. And countermeasure is one word. Two, European Common Market. I wonder if that's the stocks. European Common Market, all the first letters are capitalized in that one. Here is the eco prefix, and we're going to see this. This is going to be the prefix for the next, two episodes plus a couple words. Okay, there is no year. Number one, habitat or environment, as in eco species. And that, I think, is going to be in the next episode. Why am I not seeing it at all? That word ecospecies is not in here, unless there's something else. Is it part of something else? That's odd. Okay, so the ecospecies, the habitat or environment of the species, what's the, I'm trying to think of how do you use that? Ecospecies, habitat or environment. Okay, number two, ecological or environmental, as in eco-catastrophe. And that word is definitely in the dictionary because it is the next word. But first, we have to talk about the etymology for eco. This is from the Lower Latin prefix O-E-C-O. And would you pronounce that as eco or oico? Oico? We go there, we go this. I don't know. Okay, that word, that prefix means household. And it is from the Greek prefix oik, with a K, O-I-K, or oiko, which is from oikos, which means house. And there's more at the word vicinity. So yes, house, household, the thing where, the place where a thing lives, eco, habitat, environment, all that stuff. Okay, well, what is this word eco-catastrophe? It sounds just lovely. Eco-catastrophe. Can you pronounce this a couple ways? Let's see. Eco-catastrophe. echo, I guess that's the other way, echo catastrophe. Noun from 1969, a major destructive upset in the balance of nature, especially when caused by the action of humans. It's right there in the letters in the black and white, especially when caused by the actions of humans. Humans be doing this. Most of the problems, most of those big old catastrophes we've been seeing for all these decades have been caused because of climate change, which is caused because of humans. And of course, sometimes things are going to happen and it's not part of humans, but it's largely our fault. You're welcome, cute little insects just trying to wake up from a little nap in your egg. Ecocide. I mean, I know I could talk about eco-catastrophe for a long time, but why? 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 It's just a big old problem. All of the tornadoes and the floods. Okay, no, let's not. Let's go back to ecocide. Sounds great. Oh, hey, it's a noun also from 1969. This is the destruction of large areas of the natural environment, especially as a result of deliberate human action. Ooh, the humans be causing the ecocide. Ecocidal is an adjective. And yes, I am going to have to put a link in the show notes for both eco-catastrophe and ecocide. You know, ecocide, infanticide, fratricide, regicide, suicide, all these words, they're using that side suffix, which, you know, clearly we must have talked about that one, but I don't remember at all what it said. I'm just very curious now to know, what was it, just like the killing of a thing? What do the words say? I'm going back. I'm close. I'm in the CH section. There's a lot of CH words like chicken, snake, and chuff. And we're looking for C-I-D-E. Spencer's got to do this to remind him. So there's a side, yes, a killer or killing, killing, sidle with an L at the end. Killing, having power to kill. Yeah, it's all about just the killing, the killer, the murder, all that. Yeah, okay. So yes, this is the killing of the environment of a place, the habitat. The destruction makes me depressed. Please, let's not do this. Let's just chill out on this stuff. Let's be more eco-conscious. I guess you could say it's two words with a hyphen, eco-conscious. Don't know if you would call eco a word here, or just a prefix or something. Adjective from 1988. Marked by or showing concern for the environment, as in eco-conscious consumers. I am eco-conscious. Most people I know are eco-conscious, but there's a lot of people out there who are not. Are you one of those people? Would you like to be more eco-conscious? You can do that. Study up, read up, learn up about the stuff. We're going in such a direction, and we've with science, you know, since 1969 or earlier, the scientists have been telling us, wait a minute, we got some problems here, so let's try to backtrack some of this stuff. And it's hard to do when everybody's stuck in their ways. But no, we got to be more eco-conscious. That's why I eat certain foods that are better for the environment. I try to make choices as much as I can. But really, you know, one person can do something, especially when they're talking about it, but it really comes down to the corporations and the companies, those are the same thing, and the countries, to do their part, because they are the ones, they gotta be better. Be better, please. How many times have I talked about this stuff? So many times. Just think of the little insect coming out of its egg. Ecofeminism. This is one word. Noun from 1980. A movement or theory that applies feminist principles and ideas to ecological issues. Ecofeminist is a noun or an adjective. And I couldn't give you any examples of what would be considered ecofeminist or about ecofeminism. So I think I'll put a link in the show notes for that one. It's an interesting idea. So what is this? Is this like ecological issues that somehow also pertain to feminist issues? My brain can't think of anything, but I'll put some information in there in the show notes so you can go learn more about that. Interesting idea. And you know, there's everything is connected. And so when it comes to feminism and eco issues, eco-conscious issues, and race and gender and all of these things, they are all connected and are all part of the same idea, really, which is just love and respect for the planet and the people and the animals and all the stuff, and not ruining that for selfish purposes and greedy purposes. That's pretty much it, right? I think so. Let's be more eco-friendly. Eco-friendly. Adjective from 1989. Not environmentally harmful, as in eco-friendly construction options. What would those be? Maybe the construction materials are recycled or can be more easily recycled. Probably already recycled is more likely the case. Doing things, maybe they're using solar energy or hydro or something like that. Lots of things. When you are eco-conscious, you tend to be more eco-friendly. Yeah. ECOL, E-C-O-L, abbreviation for ecological or ecology. And ecology is coming up, and I assume ecological is all part of that. But first, we have to talk about a non-eco word. It is E. coli. Capital E, period. And the next word is C-O-L-I. E. coli. Everybody's heard of this, but what is it? Noun from 1926. This is a long definition. It is an enterobacterium. And the species name, this is where the E comes from, the species name is Escherichia coli, and I don't know if I said that word correctly, E-S-C-H-E-R-I-C-H-I-A, Escherichia or Escherichia, but it might not be a C-H sound, it might be Escherichia, and then the second word is coli. So it is this enterobacterium that is used in public health as an indicator of fecal pollution. That's something that is polluted with the poopy particles. And examples of what is polluted with the poopy particles are water or food. You don't want your water or food to be polluted with the poopy particles. And so it's an indicator of fecal pollution, and in medicine and genetics as a research organism, and that occurs in various strains that may live as harmless inhabitants of the human lower intestine, or may produce a toxin causing intestinal illness. None of that sounds good. Let's put a link in the show notes for E. coli so you can go learn more about that. But basically, yeah, a big part of that is, you know, I think if there's water that has a lot of those poopy particles in it, it might have some E. coli, and you don't want to get no E. coli. No, you don't. By the way, I will say, it is 7:17 a.m., July 3rd. I'm recording this the day before the wonderful Independence Day that everybody loves. Nobody disagrees with it. The animals particularly love the 4th of July because of all the loud, bangy sounds. And I'm in my work office. And you might hear a high-pitched beep every minute or so. That is because at my work office, I came in this morning, and there are not one, but two smoke alarms, I think, that have low batteries. Oh, there it goes. The next word is ecology. This is such a big word that I think I could have had a guest on for this one, but I will guide you to the podcast Ologies, which is where Allie Ward interviews ologists who study a particular thing and know a lot about a particular thing. Ecology is a pretty broad word, but this word has come up in specific types of ologies. Like, I think there's like a fire ecology one, but what is ecology? Just the word. It has a few definitions. It is a noun from 1873. One, a branch of science concerned with the interrelationship of organisms and their environments. So the place a thing lives and the thing itself, what is the relationship like there? How does the environment affect the thing? How does the thing affect the environment? How does that change over time? We all got our own little ecologies, but usually they're talking about, you know, animals and insects and plants and all that stuff. It's a big topic. Number two, the totality or pattern of relations between organisms and their environment. Three, the synonym is human ecology. So I assume when we get to the H's, that'll be its own whole entry here. Let's do a quick little look. Oh man, I can't wait to get through this whole book. There's just some great words that I want to learn about or talk about. Humorlessness. Human ecology right there. Okay, number four for ecology, the synonyms are environment and climate, as in the moral ecology, or the moral environment, or the moral climate. What are we currently thinking about morally right now? What is the moral ecology? Also, an often delicate or intricate system or complex, as in the ecology of language. Yes, language is interesting and fascinating, and it's a system, and it's a very complex system, and it changes and it evolves, because the young kids today are using words that I don't understand, and I feel like a very old man. Ecological, is this word? It goes over to the second line. Ecological, or ecologic, that is an adjective. Ecologically is an adverb, and ecologist, or just ecologist, or ecologist, that is a noun. The etymology doesn't really give us a whole lot. So, you know, clearly there's because it is such a big, broad topic, that is why there are a lot of very specific types of ecology. If I can find a good sort of ecology episode from the podcast Ologies, I'll put the link in the show notes to the website. Go do that. Listen to that show. It's the best show ever. And I actually already have had at least one guest that they have, Sarah McAnulty. She came on for, I believe it was it a C word? She studies like the squids and stuff, and I don't remember the specific word she was on for, but I'll have her back, and there's a bunch of other people that I want to get on this show. E-commerce, e-commerce. This is another non-eco word. Noun from 1993. Commerce conducted via the internet. And this is how almost all of our commerce happens these days. So much of it is coming through the internet. Yeah. Econ. E-C-O-N. Abbreviation for economics or economics. Economist or economist. That's how you say that word. Economist or economy. Economics. Economist. Economy. We're getting into that world of economics. Now, hopefully, I'm going to try real hard to actually get a guest on that episode. I know somebody who is an economist. Okay, next word. Econobox. Econobox. econobox, noun from 1979. It is a small, economical car. An econobox. It's just a little, it's the car is like a little box. I have not heard people use this. Oh, I see you got one of them econoboxes. How does it drive? How many miles per gallon? Is it a hybrid? Is it an electric econobox? Wonder when, what cars were called econoboxes? And do they still use this phrase, this word? Or have we just stopped? Maybe it was in 1979, maybe in 1980, they were like, no, we don't like this word. Oh, those, what are they called? Those smart cars, the little two-door, sometimes four-door, tiny little, almost cube-shaped cars, those would be econoboxes. Econometrics is next. Noun from 1931. The application of statistical methods to the study of economic data and problems. You're putting statistics to figure out, economic data and problems. Econometric is an adjective. Econometrically is an adverb. Econometrician is a noun. And econometrist, that is also a noun. If you are one of these people, do you like to be called econometrician or econometrist? Funny words to say. It is a blend of economics and metric, if you couldn't tell. All right, one more word for this day, this episode.
Yeah! Oh, it feels so good to be awake.
Economic or economic. This is the last word in this episode. Economic. Economic. Yeah, adjective from 1592. Number one is archaic, of or relating to a household or its management. Who's managing the household? Economic. Yep, very archaic. Number two, this is the second definition for the word economical, which will be the first word in tomorrow's episode. 3A, of or relating to economics, as in economic theories. Theories about economics, those are economic theories. 3B, of relating to or based on the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services, as in economic growth. It's just all related to goods and services and consuming them and putting them out into the world, distributing them, creating them. Yeah. 3C, of or relating to an economy, as in a group of economic advisors. They will advise on the economy. I would need them, because I don't know anything. 4, having practical or industrial significance or uses. Also, affecting material resources. And number 5, the synonym is profitable. Is it profitable? Is it bringing in money? Is it economic? Yeah. There is no official etymology for that one. Where would the etymology be for this whole world of economics? Have we already seen it? Not econometrics. That's a whole different thing. I'm looking in the words in the next episode. I'm trying to scan quickly. Oh, I think it comes from economy. Yeah, we'll get to the etymology when we get to the word economy. All right, I got to pick a word of the episode. So today we had eclosion, ECM, eco-catastrophe, ecocide, eco-conscious, eco-feminism, eco-friendly, ecole, E. coli, ecology, e-commerce, econ, econobox, econometrics, and economic. Oh, I mean, obviously, you know, eco-conscious, eco-catastrophe, eco-side, eco-feminism, eco-friendly, these are all big things to talk about. Ecology is a really big, important topic, but I feel like it's a little bit too broad. Let's see. I don't know. I think I just want to do, let's do eco-conscious. Eco-conscious is the word of the episode because I just feel like it is our duty as good humans to be eco-conscious, because otherwise we're messing up the planet for the innocent living things, the plants and the animals. Those species, some species will survive, some species will not if things keep on going the way this is going. But we're also just making it harder on humans in the future. You know, we are only here for a limited amount of time, but there are future generations. Even if you don't have kids, there are future generations who are going to live here, and we're making it a very, very bad place to live for all of them. And so I just want us to be more eco-conscious when we do things, and, just think about that. Just be aware of it. That's what conscious is. I'm aware of the eco things, the ecology of things. I don't want any eco-catastrophes. I don't want any eco-catastrophes, so I'm being eco-conscious. That's a short little song. Okay, movie time real quick. Where did I leave off? Let's see. I think I talked about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, so I'm going to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is the original Spider-Verse animated movie from 2018. This is the second time I saw it. Oh, I hadn't seen it, yeah, since it came out. It is so good and fun and silly and multiversey, and I still have not seen the sequel. Hopefully in the next week, my wife and I can go see that one, because I've been looking forward to it for a long time. But yeah, it's a good one. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Everybody is Spider-Man. All right, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.